see, baby, you would bury me if you're in a public eye, giving someone else a try. So you better watch your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies and cut you down to size. Don't do me like that.
Good morning, WRUV. You are listening to 90.1 WRUV, and you're also listening to the Asteroid Belt. I will be your host for the next hour. I am DJ Stardust, and thank you for joining us on this very cold morning if you're here in Burlington. I just walked over here, was absolutely freezing. It's so cold out, but we'll get into that during the weather, which is later. But we're just going to kind of kick it off. The last few shows, the first like five songs are usually all new songs, and we're keeping that tradition going this week. But the first song is actually one that I personally reviewed. So if you like it, if you're into the vibes of it, like, you can definitely go to the review website and give my review a look if you want. Wrote a little thing up about it and recommended some artists that are very similar. So if you like these vibes, definitely go check it out. But this one is actually by a band that I've played before, and this is their new single. It's called Lighter, and this is by In Color. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. I love the song.
I said to you in Georgia, am I still at fault for when I didn't cry? Was I wrong for thinking it wasn't important? I don't understand, but I won't ask you why. I'm uninterested in what I have to offer. Oh, isn't easy with your picture on the wall. And I'll take what I can get because you're worth it. You're my one mistake, but I don't care at all. Talk about it, don't wanna talk about it, don't wanna talk about it. No, 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 no. I used to wait on the telephone. You run away and I get higher. But you're my lighter, don't wanna lie anymore. I slip away when I'm getting close, but you're a match to make my fire. You're my
Thank you. Would it be such a bad idea if we take the whole day off? I've been screaming in a shag rug, and don't it sound like I've got a call? Well, we could call in sick, then go get some sunshine in our eyes. There's some wildflowers blooming by the river, and I wanna see them before they die. We could play Monopoly if you got a year to burn, or brush up on our Urdu, takes the same time to learn. Just look at it this way, it's another no good dead end job. Playing hooky's only taking money.
Can't win for losing, and the beggars start choosing the chaos in your head. It calls the cracks to start showing, all knowing, all glowing with the light of the dying to raise the dead.
Tumbleweed words, be a street corner preacher, or just feed the birds. But don't hold to yourself with hard mortar and stone. Be a rubber band man, make the water your bone. Dying just to live. It's a long way.
that you like. And I am free and I'm able to call you the second that you die. In the dark, nothing lost forever, babe. You know it breaks my heart. Put a shiver on your skin. Do your hair in the car. If nothing lost forever, babe, and can we make a start?
That was Miss June by Freak Slug. Before that was Rubber Band Man featuring Mumford & Sons and Hozier, if you caught that. We had Day Off by Liam Kazar, and that first song was Lighter by In Color. Mumford & Sons and Hozier collabing, that changed lives. And by changed lives, I mean it changed my life. That song is so good. Their voices are just, they work so well together. But anyways, Now, you know, it's our first break in the show, which means we have a quick little public service announcement. And this one is about something that I haven't been able to do in a long time, but trust I'm going to lock in eventually on it, and that is reading. Hey, you there. Did you know that reading can reduce your stress, help you sleep better, improve your memory, and just overall make you a better person? That's right. We read all the time as children, but only about half of adults read at least one book a year. Immerse yourself in a novel soon, and you might just find your brain grow bigger. So put down the screen and pick up a book. Start with 20 minutes or 20 pages a day. Eventually, you will meet a book you refuse to put down. The rest will be history. This message has been brought to you by your bookworm DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. I have not picked up a book that isn't like a required class reading in way too long. It's been far too long. I need to get back into that. Maybe next semester. That's when all the good starts. Is I just keep pushing things off, really. It sucks. It's all my fault. Whatever. Maybe we'll start that next semester. We'll see. I do want to read, just don't have time. But I listen to music instead, which some would argue is even better. So you got to pick and choose your battles here. Anyways, moving on. This next song is our final, like, new song this week, but this next little set is kind of honestly the same as last week. It's way more R&B. I've been really into that recently. Don't know why that is. There has been no new release that has, like, sparked this love, but that's been what I've been listening to recently, that and Olivia Dean. Shout out, got tickets for that. Yeah, so anyways, here we go. This one is called Ain't Nobody Making Me High. It is by Barty Strange, and it's actually really good. I heard it for the first time literally yesterday when I put this thing together, but it's really good. So we're going to listen to it together, and I hope you enjoy it too.
Put your cards down on the table. You know I never tell a lie, and I'd change for you if I could. You know I would. Lay it all down on the line. You know that ain't nobody making me high. 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 I feel too toned. I'm a demon. Had to travel all its life. When the devil went to Georgia, I was right there by his side. Ain't no.
dangerous. You be playing games with those internet phones and those pictures that you're taking. Love, I keep my love letters, baby. Don't make me go, go crazy. I'm my pledge, allegiance. Oh, you know I need it. Take my phone and delete it. What you gonna let to see? Oh, what I wanna be. The man, don't be kissing me. No, ma'am. I think sometimes I feel bad, but for me, it's not too sad. Don't be texting about me daily, cause I'm thinking you crazy. I might just do 180 and move out California.
Fireworks in the theater, the higher ups to tell you what you can't eat, where you can't go, how to dress, how to act decent. I've seen you fall to pieces, seen you completely naked. There's no more ways you can surprise me since you looked at me dead.
In the middle, in the middle,
help me like you never.
Comes out in a second, and I bet you would never.
That song we just listened to together was Take Me Down by Troy Havilona, then Ant Pile by Dominic Fike, Pledge by the Devi Dub, and Ain't Nobody Making Me High by Barty Strange. All great songs, like I said, all R&B. For some reason, and like soul, I don't really know how that came to be. It was the same thing last week, but we'll see if that continues its run. But if you caught it earlier, I did mention that I got tickets to see Olivia Dean. Everybody clap. But in spite of that, I have an article today to do our news and weather segment about ticket sales, but not in the US, in the UK. This one is from the New York Times. It's by Ben Ciciaro, and it's titled UK Vows to Ban Resale of Concert Tickets Above Face Value. The British government on Wednesday proposed legislation that would make it illegal to resell tickets for entertainment and sports events for more than their original face value. The new rules, if approved by lawmakers, would be an aggressive step forward, reining in touts, or scalpers, a large and technologically advanced force in the multi-billion-dollar international ticket market, which often bevails fans looking to see the most in-demand shows. According to a government news release, the proposed rules would reduce the average cost of resold tickets in Britain by £37, or about $49, and save consumers there an estimated £112, or $147, here in the US. The rules would also make it easier for actual human fans, not scalpers or the automated bots they use, to get the tickets they want, the government said. Last week, more than 40 British performers, including Coldplay, Dua Lipa, and Radiohead, signed a public letter asking Prime Minister to honor pledges to protect fans from the ticket scalping market. Those pledges, made by Starmer and other Labour politicians during an election campaign last year, gained more attention last fall when British fans were rolling over the prices charged by scalpers as well as the primary ticket sellers that sell on behalf of venues and sites for Oasis's reunion tour. In the United States, the secondary ticket market is deeply integrated into the business for music and sports, and advocates for brokers and the major marketplace promote their services as filling a need when fans can't get their tickets from primary outlets like Ticketmaster. But American regulators and the Trump administration have begun to focus attention on the secondary market. In March, President Trump signed an executive order condemning scalpers and directing the government to ensure that federal laws, including ones banning the use of bots to buy tickets, are enforced. And in September, the Federal Trade Communications sued Ticketmaster and Live Nation, accusing the company of breaking the law by allowing brokers to buy up millions of dollars worth of tickets and resell them at higher prices. In a letter to Congress, the company denied the accusations. Ticketmaster is like such a love-hate relationship. Like, recently, me and my mom, we always log in. I text her, like, all caps, and I'm like, there's a concert, we need to, like, get going, sign up for pre-sale, whatever. And we've had good luck, but especially I know, like, these last few ones, like, Olivia Dean is the big one. There was, like, 250,000 people in the Ticketmaster queue, which is absolutely outrageous. And for me, buying the tickets was a very easy experience, but a lot of people did not have that. And buying tickets should not be that hard and be that stressful. It literally has turned into, like, an event. Like, I have to cancel everything going on because I have to lock in on buying concert tickets, and it feels so insane. But yeah, moving on from that, it's such a big deal, and it always has been, and it probably will continue to be, unfortunately. But guess what? I will still be in that Ticketmaster queue no matter what. Speaking of my mom, recently I've been rewatching the show Stranger Things. If you don't know that show, it takes place in the 80s, so naturally I've been listening to some 80s music. I know my mom is cheering, clapping right now hearing that. But this next song is one of my favorite songs, I think, of all time, which is a tough list to get on. That's, like, very tiered up there. But this one is called The Downtown Lights. It's by The Blue Nile. It's over 6 minutes, so hold on tight for this one. But I think it's on my list of favorite songs of all time. So I hope you love it as much as I do, because this one's up there on my tier list. So, like I said, this is The Downtown Lights, and I hope you also enjoy it.
Sometimes I walk away, chimney tops and trumpets, the golden lights and loving prayers, the colored shoes, the empty trains. I'm tired of crying on the stairs. The downtown lights.
Oh, careful till it hits the gun. She will always pay the bills for the having big fun. He talks so well, what can you do? It's pretty plain, he means it too. I don't want to sell you lines, I only mean to do you right. But I'm a simple slave of appetite, I'm a poor slave of appetite. Hunger howls, hunger's red, hunger stays till it's fed. Then it somehow fades, then it somehow leaves your side.
That one was Appetite by the Prefab Sprout. We had Steaming by Sarah McLachlan. And that first one, like I said, that 6-minute song, if you stayed and listened to the whole thing, was The Downtown Lights by the Blue Nile. Hope you enjoyed that little 80s section. Got so excited talking about concert tickets earlier, didn't do the weather. Sorry. You don't come to this show for high quality, you come for fun and entertainment, okay? So now we're doing the weather, and if you're in Burlington, it's cold. The high is 41, the low is 29, and it's gonna stay like that for the next coming days. Right now, according to the Weather Channel, there's no rain forecasted. It's all just kind of partly cloudy, so nothing too exciting, but hey, at least no rain. And another thing I do right now, a little shout out, because the show's almost over, I get to go back to my dorm and have breakfast. So if you're also hungry, looking for genuine food, friendly faces, and a bright welcoming space, Deep City serves up breakfast and lunch with fresh ingredients next to Burlington's Waterfront Park. Whether you're here for brunch with friends or a solo seat at the bar, Deep City is a place for everyone. Find out more at deepcityvt.com. So there we go. I've done everything now. So now we just have the final few songs of the show, and these ones we're just going to get right into. They're some of my favorite songs recently, and starting off with none other than Wallows. No one surprised, this one is called Treacherous Doctor.
Treacherous Doctor. and teams, a life in each one is nothing much to look forward to. I get up and cry on vacation. Is this the way to exit my youth?
That one was Ice Cream Sundae by Inhaler, very fun name. And then before that we had Treacherous Doctor by Wallows, only two songs. Guess who had to cut a song because she talked too much? Me. But that's okay, those are two great songs. Wallows and Inhaler are like my top two bands, I think. I don't know of all time yet, definitely Wallows, but Inhaler, I love them and that song is so fun. It's actually not on an album, but it's a great song nonetheless. But thank you so much for joining again. You've been listening to 90.1 at WRUV FM Burlington. It is 8:57 a.m. I've been your host, DJ Stardust. You've been listening to the Asteroid Belt. And next week, we are on break. So unfortunately, you will not get to hear my voice and my music for an hour. possibly the next week, TBD. I am not the person to ask when it comes to what goes on, ever. I'm not in that loop very well, and that, yes, is my fault. But anyways, thank you so much for joining, and I hope to see you again whenever I'm back. Like I said, don't know. But hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and if you're in Burlington, stay warm because it is very cold. Mm-hmm.